New technologies, new languages, new friendships, new ways of being together in a kind of virtual communion. The possibilities and opportunities that the digital culture can provide for the church are almost endless. Pope Benedict has elaborated on many of them in his annual messages for World Communications Day. And this year he's chosen a reflection on the value of silence as an important part of the process of communication. But just how is the church in different parts of the world responding to the huge challenges of the digital era? What are the most common problems faced by church leaders or young laypeople as they integrate these ever-changing technologies into the age-old task of spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth? Well, here in the Vatican, the Pontifical Council for Social Communications is at the cutting edge of this vital question, offering practical support and theological reflection for church leaders tackling the issue in their own local context. Archbishop Claudio Celi, president of that council, heads off to Chile next Monday for a three-day conference on just this theme, New Horizons for the Church in the Digital Culture. He told me more about the meeting, which will include bishops and media experts from right across Latin America.
I think that is an important moment. Already it happens that we are talking about digital culture since already many years, and the Holy Father is inviting us to play a major role and to have a pastoral approach also to such a problem. And so we thought that was good, after the Aparecida meeting of the Latin American bishops, to rediscover the mission of the Church in dialogue with the digital culture. And so in Santiago de Chile, we are having all the people responsible of the communication field in all the local churches in Latin America, from Mexico to Brazil. And it will be a moment to meditate and to perceive what is the duty, the task of the church now in this field, in its permanent dialogue with this digital culture. And certainly, as you know, in Aparecida, the Latin American bishops were defining some perspectives of the pastoral activity of the church. And certainly communication is playing a major role in the evangelizing mission of the church. And so I think that on the perspective of these documents of Aparecida, the church has to question herself, what is our duty today and how to live such a mission in the Latin American context. And I think that it will be a relevant moment to meditate together and to see what we can define as pastoral goals in the field of communication. One of the activities that we are now promoting is the Episcoponet. It means that we are taking advantage of new technologies to improve the ecclesial communion among the bishops. And so, through such a net, bishops can talk each other, I would say, freely, in a very protected way. They can have video conferences. And they have a lot of possibilities. As you can imagine, for us, it's not only a communicative net, but it's a communal net. In the church, all technologies are facilitating, are promoting ecclesial communion, because this is the main goal of the church, communion.
And this is particularly useful, particularly significant in a continent like Latin America, where distances are so huge.
I tell you honestly, I was talking recently with some bishops from Latin America, and I remember a Brazilian bishop who was telling me, every evening through Skype, I am talking with my priests scattered in a very wide territory of the diocese. You see, when you have a priest in a parish, but to meet another priest is needing a day-long journey, and it's impossible also to meet frequently the bishop. Now it's nice because new technologies are offering such a bishop the possibility to talk with his priests every evening. So it is a human enrichment but also really is a moment of ecclesial communion.
Monsignor Claudio Celi, President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.